10 years ago, technology giant Apple first launched what has been described as its most revolutionary product, the iPhone. The gadget went on to influence changes in mobile technology, as well as how people work, communicate, and process information. Depending on who you ask, either you own a smartphone.
Hang out with people are always on their phone, talk to people, or go on social media.
Find information, like using map, using a messenger to communicate with people.
Or a smartphone owns you.
Nowadays, we do everything over the phone. We pay the bills, reading, shopping.
Would you survive without it?
Life would be useless.
In January 2007, Apple co-founder Steve Jobs was to unveil an iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator. But instead of separately, they were all rolled into one.
What we want to do is make a leapfrog product that is way smarter than any mobile device has ever been and super easy to use. This is what iPhone is.
Editor of the PC World website, Nick Ross, says the iPhone dramatically changed consumers' understanding of the smartphone.
Well, we used to call smartphones phones which basically like had a keyboard and had very, very limited internet. The iPhone changed the way that we consume the mobile internet and consumed media, and as a result, it changed the way that people produced media. We've seen huge advances in the way that mobile internet happens with 3G, 4G networks. It changed infrastructure, changed everything.
Since then, Apple has sold over a billion iPhones and prompted several companies to create their own versions. Jeremy Drum from the auditing and advisory agency Deloitte Australia says there are about 2 billion smartphones in use across the world. He says Australians are among the most prominent users.
There are 16 million smartphones that are in use in Australia. That's about 84% of the Australian market is using a smartphone. So the global average is 81% penetration.
Jeremy Drum says by the end of 2017, a third of the world's population is expected to own at least one smartphone. Over the past decade, smartphones have helped propel social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook and are credited for playing a part in political uprisings, including in North Africa and the Middle East. But Mr. Drum says while phones seem to be getting smarter, some users have been doing some not-so-smart things with them.
10% of us are actually using our phone while we're actually driving, when we're actually walking across the street. So we're actually using them in some rather naughty ways as well.
And there is also the matter of how smartphone use has added to digital intrusion in people's everyday lives. Social media analyst and journalism lecturer at the University of Technology in Sydney, Jenna Price, says efforts are being made in some countries to limit the amount of time spent staring at screens, including smartphones. She says in France, for example, new laws mean people cannot be contacted by their employers outside of business hours.
In France, they've just put through some legislation which says that anyone who is working has the right to have time off to be disconnected. And I think we all need that. We spend so much time being instantly gratified. I think it's really important that we spend time with people because, love smartphones as I do, they will never replace normal human contact.